So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara discussed the question of Eid Echad Lemishri Yavam La'alma. An Eid Echad that says, Meis Bailav Achach Bana, her son died after her husband. Does Bezin accept his testimony so that she does not require Yibum and may marry anyone? The Gemara answers with a Braisa. Ein Ha'isha Nemenis Leimer Meis Yavam Misha Anase. A woman awaiting Yibum is not Nemet to say my Yavam died in order to be permitted to marry anybody else. And she's not nemet to say, my sister died, in order to be permitted to marry her sister's husband. The Gemara says, it seems that the Braisa excludes Eid Echad. He nihu deloy mehemna, ha Eid Echad mehemen, only she's not nemet, but an Eid Echad is nemet to say, meis yavam, and she's permitted to marry anyone. So we see that Eid Echad nemen lemishri yavam al alma. The Gemara answers that the Braisa does not exclude Eid Echad, and he is also not nemet. Because the Braisa continues, Ein ha'ish nemen loymer meis achi, shayav mes ishtai. A man is not nemet to say my brother died in order to perform yibum with the brother's wife. V'loy meisa ishti, sha'asi es achaisa. And he's not nemet to say my wife died in order to marry her sister. Here we cannot say, hu nihu dolei mehemen ha'eid echad mehemen, that only he's not nemet but an eid echad is nemet, because Bezin only accepts eid echad regarding a woman. Because Mishumi Guna Ikilu Barabanon, the Chacham were lenient, so that she should not remain alone, unable to marry. Ela Gabi Ish Mayakalamema, a man can marry anyone. Therefore, there is no leniency of Eid Echad. Therefore, the Braisa does not exclude Eid Echad. The reason the Braisa mentioned only Ein Ha'isha Nemanis Lema Mesiav Misha Anase, because Rebbe Kiva Itzrech. It teaches a novelty according to the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, that Yesh Mamzer Mechiva Lavin, a child born to Chiva Lavin, a prohibited marriage punishable with Malkus, is considered a Mamzer. We might think, Eima Chaisha Akal Kula Dezara Vedaika, since Yavam Leshuk is Chiva Lavin, and her child will be considered a Mamzer, she verifies Meis Bail of Achach Bena accurately. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah informs us that she is not Neman because the Misna Hu Desanulei, she may dislike the Yavam and want to be free from Yibum, and she will not verify accurately. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Halcha Ishtei L'Medina Sayam. A man's wife traveled abroad. Bo v'amru lai Mesa Ishtecha. V'nasa es Achesa. Aiden testified that his wife died, upon which he married Aches Ishtei, his wife's sister, who was permitted after his wife's death. V'achkech ba'ase Ishtei. And his wife subsequently returned. Muteris lachzulai. His wife is permitted to return to him because his marriage to her sister was not effective because of the Isra Aches Ishtei. And since the marriage was not effective, he's eligible to marry a relative of Achis Ishtai, and she's eligible to marry his relative. And if his wife subsequently dies, he's permitted to marry her sister. In another instance in which Amrloi Mesa Ishtai, but Nasa Es Achisa, Adam testified that his wife died and he married her sister. He was subsequently told that she was alive at the time of the marriage, but died afterward. Havlad Rishon Mamzer. The child born while his first wife was still alive is a Mamzer, since he transgressed the Isra B'chis Ishtai. V'achron Ein Mamzer, however, the child born after the death of his first wife is not a Mamzer. Rabbi Yisi Omer says, Kol she poisel al yedei acherim, poisel al yedei atzmoi. V'chol she ein poisel al yedei acherim, ein poisel al yedei atzmoi. The opinion of Rabbi Yisi is elaborated on in the following daf. However, the Gemara here, right after the Mishnah, explains that Rabbi Yisi is speaking of a case where Achis Ishtai was also married. For example, Reuven v'Nachshon, who are not brothers, married two sisters, Rochav v'Leah, respectively. The Azal Ishtai v'Gisa l'Medina Sayan, Reuven's wife Rochel and his brother-in-law Nachshon, both traveled abroad and were reported to have died. Reuven married his wife's sister Leah, and subsequently both Rochel and Nachshon returned. All agree that Leah is certainly a Asur Labala. She may not return to her husband Nachshon because she's a Nisus al pi Bezdin, and all Kenosis apply to her. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi holds, Kol she poisel al de acherim, poisel al de atzmai. Or as the Gemara expresses it, Mitaych she nesra eishes gisei agisei te eser ishtai yalav. Since the marriage of Reuben and Leah is significant to cause Leah to become Asur to Nachshon because of Knas, it is also significant to cause Rachel to become Asa to Reuben as Achis Ishtai Midrabanan. However, the Tanakhama holds Eishes Gisei Asira Ishtai Sharia. Although Leah becomes Asa to Nachshon, Rachel remains mutter to Reuben. The Gemara continues. Lema masnitin delay Rebbe Kiva. The Mishnah seemingly disagrees with Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva havila achis gerushasai. According to Rebbe Kiva, Rachel is asa to Reuben as achis gerushasai midrabanan because Rebbe Kiva holds that in such a case tzricha min a get. Reuben must give Leah a get. The Gemara answers that Rebbe Kiva only said tzricha min a get in a case where shekidish es isha v'holchel din sayam. Reuben only gave kiddushin to Rachel, but did not yet perform nisuin when she traveled abroad. B'shamash emesa, amad v'nasa sachesa, when it was reported that she died, he married her sister Leah. Amri inchi, hach kamaisa t'nai havale b'kiddushe. People might think that the kiddushin with Rachel had some stipulation which nullified the kiddushin. Therefore, v'hai shaper nasiv, his subsequent marriage to Leah was legitimate because Leah was never aches ishtoi. Now, when Rachel returns, if he would leave Leah without a get, people will think, Eishes ish yitzibul get. A marriage is terminated without a get. Therefore, Rebbe Kiva initiated a gezeira that he must give a get to Leah achos ishtoi. However, this gezeira is not applicable to our Mishnah, which refers to nisuin marriage, not kedushin, because nisuin like a lemeimer to no havali b'nisuin. One does not incorporate a stipulation in nisuin. And Rebbe Kiva agrees that he does not have to give Leah a get. Therefore, his wife Rachel is mutaris loy because she's not achis gerushasai. The Gemara proceeds to cite a braisa. The pasuk states, "Ve'isha sheyikach as isha ves ima zimai be'ish yisreifu oisoi ve'eshen." One who marries a woman and her mother is liable for sreifa oisoi ve'eshen, he and them. Rash explains, we cannot interpret eshen plural that both his wife and her mother are chayiv because his wife was married legitimately. Therefore, the words oisoi ve'eshen mean oisoi ves achas mehen, that sreifa is given to him and one of the wives. Obviously, the second wife did Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. B'kiva Omer, the words oisoi ve'eshen mean oisoi ve'eshteyen, that sreifa is given to him and both wives. Abai explains that this refers to Eimcha Moisai, that he also married to his mother-in-law's mother. And the machlekes is not an actual machlekes. Mashmos Dorish Negebenayu, they only disagree as to the source of Eimcha Moisai. Rabbi Shmuel Sabra Chadukziv, Rabbi Shmuel says that the word Eshen implies one wife Chamoisai. He derives Eim Chamoisai from Exeris Shabbat. Rabbi Kiva Sabra Tartikziv, Rabbi Kiva says that the word Eshen implies both wives Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai. However, Rava says Chamoisai La'achar Misei Kebenayu. They disagree whether one may marry his mother-in-law after the death of his wife, similar to Achais Ishtar. Rabbi Shmuel holds Chamoisai La'achar Misei B'Sreifa. There would be Shmuel Savar Chadukziv, because the word Eshen implies that even when only one wife remains, the prohibition of Chamoisai applies even after his wife's death. Rebbe Kiva holds, Chamoisai La'achar Misei Eina B'Sreifa. Rebbe Kiva Savar Tartikziv, because the word Eshen implies only when both wives are alive, the prohibition only applies while his wife is alive. The Gemara asks, according to Rava's understanding of Rebbe Kiva, the Mishnah could have also taught a case of Mishta Holcha Ishtel Mdin Sayam, Bova Amrloi Mesa Ishtacha Benasa Esima, he married his mother. The Gemara answers, Nehid Miatakra Misrefa, Misur Miatakra. The Pasuk only excludes Chamoisai La'achar Misei from the punishment of Srefa, but she's not excluded from the Isra of Chamoisai, therefore Chamoisai cannot be included in the Mishnah. The Gemara in the next daf continues to question the Mishnah.